This is KVNF Regional News. It's Friday, February 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. A measure to strengthen recreational marijuana laws is nearing the end of its legislative journey. The Senate Judiciary Committee unanimously passed a bill that requires tougher rules to prevent pot from getting into the hands of underage people. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Lawmakers say House Bill 1122 clears up loopholes in Colorado's marijuana laws. It would require edible medicinal marijuana products such as brownies to be in opaque, childproof packages. That standard is already required for recreational edibles.
Quite frankly, we have a very sort of ridiculous hole in the packaging law, and it really isn't anybody's fault. It's just the fact that a lot has been changing recently.
Michael Elliott is with the Marijuana Industry Group. He says the industry supports the stricter laws.
We have wanted to partners to actually distinguish ourselves from, you know, the black market operators that would use violence and intimidation and corruption.
The bill also gives recreational pot shops the authority to confiscate fake IDs similar to liquor stores. The measure now heads to the full Senate for debate. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Congressman Cory Gardner is no longer running for re-election in Colorado's 4th Congressional District. Instead, he's entering the race to defeat Democratic Senator Mark Udall, who's up for re-election this fall. That's according to the Denver Post. Political pundits are calling Gardner's decision a game changer, not just for Colorado, but for the entire country. It's no secret that Republicans are trying to win a majority in the U.S. Senate this fall. They only need 6 seats to do it, and there are 21 Democratic senators up for re-election this year. Since Gardner first announced he was entering the Senate race earlier this week, 2 Republican candidates have dropped out. State Representative Amy Stevens of Monument is throwing her support to Gardner. Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck is also out, but will run for Gardner's seat in the 4th Congressional District instead. The number of deadly traffic accidents in Colorado rose for the first time since 2008. 472 people died in car crashes in 2012. That's according to a new report by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. More people die on rural roads than on city streets and highways. Only 19% of Americans live in rural areas, but accidents there make up more than half of all traffic fatalities. iNews at Rocky Mountain PBS analyzed the report and found that the Colorado counties with the highest rate of fatal car accidents are small and remote. They include Mineral, Cheyenne, San Juan, Kiowa, and Baca counties. The Delta County School District lost around 400 students over the past 5 years, and they expect to lose another 100 this year due to recent mine layoffs. Each student is worth approximately $6,000 to the district, adding up to an over $2 million shortfall. For the past few years, the district has been looking for ways to reduce spending in all areas of its budget. Right now, the school board is considering increasing class sizes and combining classes with 15 students or less. KVNF's Allie Lightfoot spoke with Karen Gibson about what's being proposed.
We are looking in some places a little larger class sizes, but nowhere are we any larger than any place else in the state. We're just making things more equitable throughout the school district.
How many teachers are going to lose their jobs?
We hope that everyone will have a job. Currently, we have 8 retirements, and it's only the 27th of February. We have 5 resignations, and we have 3 people that have contacted us about retirement that may retire. So right there is 16 jobs that we can absorb teachers. So some people may have to transfer school, but we believe that everyone that wants a job and wants to stay in this area, we're going to do our very best to keep them.
The district is also looking at cutting positions in administration.
We are looking at our administration. We're also looking at bus drivers, cooks, aides, everything. So we're looking at our entire district. So it's not just falling on one part of our school district.
How will you determine which positions get cut?
The board is going to discuss implementing our class size guidelines, And then that's a discussion with principals. You would look at past evaluations. You would look what's best for the school, what's best for students. We're coming up with protocols for that as well.
So you're not looking at any kind of consolidation plans right now where you'd bus the Paonia High School students over to Hotchkiss or vice versa?
Not at all. At this time, and when I worked with the budget committee, it was a non-negotiable. For next year, we will have K-12 in every community except our Crawford community because we're looking at our Montessori school going up there. We are not looking at any consolidation between communities. The school board has discussed some within, but before that would happen, we would have community meetings and at that point, input from parents and community and so forth. So at this time, there is no consolidation on the table.
One Delta County resident feels the school district is not doing enough to gather input from parents, teachers, or students. Hotchkiss resident and former teacher Helen Dennison is circulating a survey about public schools. I spoke to her about what motivated her to do this and what she hopes to accomplish.
If we could find out what people really want, maybe then we could get, you know, we could ensure that some of the valuable things stay. And my kids said to me, Mom, you could do that. And that was my initial motivation.
The 60 respondents of Helen's survey, conducted all over Delta County, indicated they had concerns about the district not being aware of students' needs, too much teaching to the test, and too much bullying being allowed. They also had other ideas on where the budget should be cut first.
The last question, number 7, was, what are your 2 top choices for funding cuts? 42.5% said cut the district salaries and expenses. 37.5% said cut sports trips. It's interesting. There was a lot of consensus in this area, which surprised me.
I asked Superintendent Karen Gibson how much more money the district can lose and still function.
There's places we could still become more efficient and more effective, but I have to tell you that I am working with other superintendents in the state, and we're kind of pushing back, and we're demanding, you know, more funding. So they're starting to listen. I've been part of a group where we have sent a letter to Governor Hickenlooper and the President of the Colorado Senate and the Colorado House, and I do think we'll be able to get some additional state funds to come in, and then at that time we need to find out the greatest needs of our district and how to help our district.
We have an update on this story. Last night, the school board passed to restrict class size, combining classes with less than 15 students. Stay tuned for the Friday morning music mix with Lady Lou. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.